Hey guys, I am so excited you're here for another week of Move Makers with Angie Bauer. I'm excited for my guest this week, Christy with Create with Christy. She is a hand lettering artist, and I'm so excited for you guys to learn about her business and herself. So let's get started. Hey Christy, how are you?
Hey, I'm well. Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited. Thanks for being here. It's always good to chat with a friend and let people know about their business. So why don't you tell everyone, I already did, but why don't you tell everyone your business name, a description, and where you're located?
Okay. I am in Tyler, Texas. So I'm like in the heart of Texas. My business is Create with Christy. I teach hand lettering. I have a hand lettering membership group, and it's faith-based. So that's real important to me that we focus on scriptures and the word.
I think I just noticed that you have like a prayer box that just came out.
I have a download that people, they can download and print it out and make their own prayer box.
Oh, very cute. I saw that and I was like, oh my gosh, that's so cute.
Thank you.
And family, do you?
I do have family. I do. My husband and I have been married in November for 25 years. And then I have a son that's in college. It's his last year of college, which is really weird because like he's like about to be adulting big time. And then my daughter is a junior in high school, she's driving and all those things. So we're about to be empty nesters before you know it.
Oh, I don't wish that upon anyone, do you? It's like, oh, I don't know.
I know. I'm super pumped. The Lord has prepared the way.
Okay, so maybe I'll get there, you know?
Like, oh, it's amazing. Yes, yes. You'll find yourself again.
You know, with my two older ones, like, I have a 24-year-old and a 23-year-old. So, you know, they're out and about. But then I have my 12 and 10-year-old. So I just can't imagine not having my house crazy still.
You have grandkids, right?
I do. I have an 11 and a half week old grandson.
Oh, my gosh. See, I hear that's where it's at.
We have him every day.
Oh, my goodness. What a blessing.
Yeah, so we get to watch him every single day, and I just feel blessed to be able to fit that into my schedule and just be there right now for this season. I don't know how long it's going to last, but we're just enjoying this season, so yeah.
Awesome.
It's different having a baby, though, in the house again.
No, I can't imagine.
I'm like, oh, I'm so tired.
Oh, yeah. I'm tired. I'm tired and I don't have a baby.
I'm like, oh my goodness. Why don't you tell everyone why you decided to start your business? What was the deciding factor?
Well, I feel like God created me to teach. I mean, ever since I was like 6 years old, I was in the neighborhood where all the kids would play in the woods and I was teaching them whether they wanted to or not. I was teaching them. I was a playing teacher. And so I ended up becoming an educator, and I taught elementary school and then decided to stay on with my kids. So, I forgot what the question was.
That's okay. I always say that's what I love about my podcast is it's real life. Okay. Why did you decide to start your business?
Okay. So the whole teaching thing. So, I feel like I've always been called to connect women. I just love women. I love, you know, putting them together and building relationships with them. And then creativity is the other part of it. So I just, that feeds my soul. So I listened to a podcast that had just ideas about teaching online. And I thought, wow, that's something that I think I would enjoy doing. And so I just gave it a whirl. And from there is history.
So did you enjoy hand lettering before, or was it just like that was your creative outlet as a hobby? So you just went forward with it with the business?
That's an interesting question. So when I started deciding to teach online, I was going to teach sewing because I didn't know what else to teach. And I was like, okay, I'll just do that. I'm really into sewing right now. And when I had an Etsy shop, and while I was sewing, I would make these little scriptures to go on the bag. So I would write out a pretty scripture, and then I would print it out on fabric, and then I would sew it to the bag. Well, I never, ever considered teaching in lettering. And I had a lot of people love the bags. They were selling very well. And then I would have people start asking me, you should teach how to hand letter. And I was like, I don't know how to do that. Well, I said, and this woman kept persisting. And I said, okay, if you can get six people together, I will give it a whirl. So we announced it on Facebook, and there was 26 people that wanted to do it. So I was like, oh my gosh, that's the sad. And that's where it took off from. So I know it was not on my radar to do hand lettering. But it snowballed from there, and the Lord just kept putting me in places where I was able to share that craft with people. And I took a calligraphy class when I was in eighth grade, and I really liked that, but it's real rigid. Like, you have to make your strokes exactly right. And what I love about hand lettering is it's freedom, and you develop your own style, and that's just my personality. Don't give me any rules.
I think that's why we're friends.
That's right. No rules.
Well, that's really cool. I didn't know that about you. I knew you did the hand lettering, and I didn't know that that's what it came out of. It's amazing how God can take something and transform it and ask you to pivot and change. And you asked for six, he gave you 26. Like, yeah. You know.
That's crazy.
I think it is crazy. What are the best thing or things about running your own business?
Well, I love being the boss. Like I just said, I can say no to things that aren't important. There's no one telling me you have to do this. I love the freedom. You know, if I want to work at midnight and, you know, get up at 10, I can do that. You know, I just love the freedom.
Yeah, that's what everyone we usually talk about is the freedom of schedules, the freedom of doing it when we want to and be able to fit our family into that schedule so that we're in all those important times too. I know we always talk about the good things and how we enjoy the freedom, but I know that you know as well as I do that it hasn't been without struggle. And so what have you struggled most with?
I think in the beginning, things just not happening as quickly as I wanted them to. You know, you start a business, you're like, why aren't people buying? Why aren't people, you know, why is it not taking off? And a lot of times we're comparing ourselves to others. And as Theodore Roosevelt said, comparison is the thief to all joy. And so I just had to keep that in mind. Don't compare my beginning to someone else's middle.
Yeah, it's so easy to do that, isn't that? I mean, you're like, but I see them and they're doing this, this, and this. But maybe you didn't see this 7, 8, 10 years before that.
Exactly. No. Yeah. You just assume, oh my gosh, how do they have 1 million followers, you know? And then I have 10, you know? It takes time and patience. And, you know, if it happened overnight, you know, we would take it for granted, you know? And I just think it's, to be patient is what I would recommend for people to do.
I think too that in that time that we're building and growing and changing, it also is changing us and it's growing us and it's, you know, pivoting us and molding us. I always think of a statue. So you know how when the sculptor is sculpting, he's taking the clay and changing it. I think of that on our business. Just how that sculpture of that part of us is happening over the time. So I appreciate that you said that. So we talked about struggles. Let's talk about a word that a lot of people don't like to talk about. They think it's bad. And that is failure. It is one of my favorite F words in the whole dictionary is failure. And I always say it almost every week that I interview everyone, failure means congratulations, you tried. And so I'm wondering if you would share one of your biggest failures and if you tell us what that was and how and what did that teach you?
Okay, so this is good. 14 years ago, I love sharing this story because it's all about God, but it wasn't all about God, but now it is. So I was in the paper crafting industry and I was at the top of the company. I was earning every trip. I was earning bonus trips and I was top sales. And so I was motivated. They were dangling that carrot and I was like, oh, I'm going to get that bonus. Oh, I'm going to get that trip, you know, and it was just me, really, really. And so about 8 years, I had a studio and everything, and about 8 years I hit a wall and I thought I'm having a heart attack, but I was having a panic attack, and it was, I just was overdoing it. And I mean, literally right there, I had to make a decision. Am I going to, you know, my health was, it was my health. I had to decide, am I going to stop and be healthy, or am I just going to keep on this journey? And so what I realized looking back is that was my God. You know, I had put trips and all these different things to be my God. You know, I put that first. And so after I decided that I would stay at home, it was about 5 years before I felt like I could do anything again. I mean, I was having panic attacks, anxiety attacks, and it took me that long to find me again and realize that I, whatever I do, I cannot work in that kind of manner. And so when I decided to start this business, and the Lord prepared the way, if y'all catch me putting me first, you call me out, because I promised when I start this business, it's going to be all about you, Lord. You know, anytime I even question, why am I doing this? I have to say, cause it's about you, Lord. And so in my business, I love to be able to give to charity and again, make it all about him. So y'all really, I'm serious. You call me out if you see it being about me, cause it's not.
Oh, I love that. You know, I think sometimes that's that whole sculpting again, like God had to take you to that moment and then he's like, I'm going to give you everything back, but we're going to do it different this time.
Absolutely. It was horrible, but then wonderful.
I know, right? It's amazing how it can be the worst of times and the best of times all at the same time. So, you know, we're both small business owners, and I always love to know, what advice would you give to someone who is starting to think about starting their own business?
Well, I would say pray. I really would. That's what I kept doing, and just trying to figure out, is this really what I want to do? Is this the best for my family? You know, just really put a lot of prayer into it. And then I would recommend getting a business coach. I feel like that's how I got going, you know. Without a business coach, I didn't know where to turn. And you waste a lot of time, money, and energy by trying to figure it out yourself. And that's, I can figure out anything. I know that. But how long would it take me? And so just invest in a business coach.
That is what I tell everyone. I'm like, the best money I ever spent was on a business coach. Like, the best money, not only for the coaching component, but for the community component.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
Yeah, just because it can be a lonely and hard path sometimes, and that community can come behind you and really support you. So you have really hit it hard in the last year. I have seen you doing amazing things, and you were just at the Pinners Conference and had an amazing display there. And you have a book that is all hand lettering, correct?
It's a hand lettering and doodle workbook. And it's so, like, from what I went through with all the anxiety and depression and all, this is something that actually is calming and relaxing. And I think that's like how the Lord like molded me into going into that, so I could share my story.
Oh, okay. I like that. So you have all these really cool things happening. You're in really cool spots. You're moving, you have your online classes and courses with people. And so you are moving forward, which is what we always want. What do you wish you knew before you started?
Well, the biggest quote that I keep repeating daily is, just because I can doesn't mean I should. for example, a friend of mine was like, I love your the way you do your videos for your classes. So I was like, she goes, you've got to teach, you've got to teach. And so I was like, she's right, I love this. And anyway, I sat down and made all this curriculum and started getting the word out there. And then I was like, wait a minute, just because I can doesn't mean I should. And I thought about it. I don't want that to be what I do. That is not my passion and love. Just because I can doesn't mean I should. So at that moment, I shut it down.
Oh, I love that obedience and that saying, because I think as creatives, at least I'm this way, so you can tell me if me too, but our brains can go 18 million different directions in like 2.5 seconds of, ooh, I could do that and I could do that and I could do that. And I love that. That's a really good mantra to say to yourself.
Yeah. And I think also we are creative. So we do think of all the things that we could be doing to make money at, you know? I mean, I think, gosh, they really need help with that. And people have asked me about coaching and I'm like, you know what? Just because I can doesn't mean I should right now. So just try to listen to God's voice in that way.
That's been my year, just listening to God's voice and seeing where He is leading us. So I want to ask you some fun questions that you didn't know beforehand.
Pick it up.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
These are my favorites because I know you know, like the questions that I ask, like you guys know beforehand. And so you can kind of prep. So these are fun because I get to like see how fast you are.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Are you a book reader or a podcast listener?
Please don't make me read a book. I do not want to read a book. I love podcasts. I mean, I have a ton that I'm always flipping through.
Okay. So what are some of your favorites?
I love Jennifer Allwood, the Jennifer Allwood Show. I love Elevation Church with Stephen Furtick. Love him. I like to listen to, I heard you ask this question in one, a couple of your other podcasts, so I started writing them down because I love so many. It's a tribe thing. Business Boutique, I love that. And Happy Hour.
Mm-hmm.
I heard you talk about that one. I love that one. And then Amy Porterfield, Online Marketing Maybe.
Okay, speaking of Business Boutique, if that's your favorite podcast, are you going to be there?
Not this year. I can't. My son has his last time coming, and we're going to go tailgate.
All right, I was just checking. Favorite thing to eat?
Well, I'm in the South, and Mexican food is on every corner, so I have to say Mexican food. I love pizza too. If I am going to different cities and traveling, like I want to seek out like the pizza, like the hole in the wall place that has the homemade pizza, made crust and the unique. I love that. That's my favorite.
That's the greatest. I love Mexican and I could eat pizza. I think every single meal. So, okay. That's again, why we can be friends. Favorite movie, TV show, or Netflix series?
So I don't watch a ton of TV, but I do listen to a lot of TV. But the do not miss show for me is Project Runway. I love watching. I mean, I don't know if everybody knows what that is, but it's designers that come in and create a wardrobe depending on what the challenge is. And so even in their, I forgot what it's called, the ones where they like take them to the park and tell them they have to make a wardrobe out of whatever they can find. So they get leaves off a tree and make a dress or whatever. It's just, I love watching the creativity of what these people come up with. And it's a challenge. So that's
a challenge. Fun. I don't have cable, so I don't know if I've seen that.
Oh my gosh. It is the best.
I wonder if it's on Hulu. I could check it out on Hulu.
I think it is. I do. Project Runway. You got to look it up.
Okay, I will look it up because I love anything creative, so that would be fun to see what they can create. So, this question I always hear is the hardest question. And so, I'll give you a second, but it is, what would you love to leave our listeners with I always say that tweetable, but I don't tweet. So that tweetable, that just landmark statements or comments, what would you want to leave our listeners with?
Well, because my hand lettering tribe is called Be the Light, I always want people to go out and be the light in the world.
I love that. I love the little light bulb and fabric, like the little, your design, I guess, for the Be the Light, because I love that.
Thank you.
It makes me think of the song when I was a kid, you know, don't hide your...
This little light of mine.
Yep. It always makes me think
of that. Yep.
So, and I think it's cool how, you know, we may be seeing that as little kids and how God has just continued to make us develop our voice and helped us to develop our voice and then given us a tribe around us to use our voice. So,
and the whole Be the Light theme, the Be the Light theme is also where I came from, the darkness of the anxiety and the depression. Mm-hmm. And so just thinking of different scriptures that, you know, joy comes in the morning and everything was come out of darkness. And then if there's a dark room and someone lights a match, your eyes are drawn to that light. So I just always want to remember that we are to be the light.
Such a great story. I will put in our show notes how everyone can find Christy and can find her really cool book that I'm going to have to check out myself. I've seen it on lives and things with you, but I'm going to have to check it out. So thanks for being here. I appreciate you.
This was so much fun. Thank you for having me.
It's always great to just sit down and chat and with a friend and get to know you more. And I'm excited for our listeners to hear this and to learn all about you. So guys, thanks for being here this week. I love doing Move Makers with Angie Bauer. It's so much fun. And I love when you guys hit the subscribe button. It just helps us so much. But even more, if you could leave a review, that's like giving a virtual hug. And I'm so grateful for that. So until we talk again, thanks for being here.